平安度过。
Mother, I played this over, and it seems like I'm having a little bit of trouble with the tape recorder, so I went and borrowed another tape recorder from one of the sergeants, and I'm going to play it on this side, so y'all bear with me. It probably sounds a little different from the other side because it's on a different tape recorder. Well, here's old Larry King. He just walked up here, and he won't say a word or two, so... He talks about you a lot, Mom. He's a hell of a good old boy. So here he is, and I'll let him say hi to you, and I'll finish this as soon as he gets through. Wait just a minute. Here, Larry, go ahead.
I just talking this thing?
Yeah.
Is it ready?
It's ready.
Hi, how are y'all? Well, I just... come stumbling out here looking for Gene and found him sitting out here on this bomb shelter, and he was making a tape to all you folks. I thought I'd jump on here and use my jaws a few minutes and say hi. Everything's all right over here as far as we can see. It's nothing to worry about. Shoot, you know, it's there's been so many before us that come home to their loved ones, so now I guess there'll be a lot more after us, just like all the rest of this rot that's going on through the world. How are you folks feeling? I hope fine. Of course, Gene and I both remember all of you in our prayers every night, and we know that all of you are praying for us every night, and we sure appreciate it. And of course, everybody knows we need a lot of prayers, but of course, I guess we're just like any bunch of old guys, get around, you know, carry on. But like I said before, you don't have to worry. And everything's A-okay, and I wish you'd call my ma and tell my folks that everything's okay over here, and I'm doing just fine, and not to worry, and be sure and tell them that I said I love all of them, and God knows I do, and I sure wish I was there so I could tell them myself, but of course somebody has to be over here to put up with this mess that we have to put up with. And so it might as well be us. Of course, I figure if anybody can do it, we can, because we're about the best of the lot. Anybody in Texas is bound to be good. So you folks just remember us in your prayers, and I know that everything's going to be okay. So we'll see y'all later. Bye-bye for now.
Well, Larry said about all he could. We played it back, sounded pretty good. Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know what I'd do without that old boy over here. He's, well, you know, we went in the Army together. We went through basic together. Same company in basic. We went through Fort Stewart together. Same company in Fort Stewart. Now we're over here bucking heads with them, with the rest of them over here in Vietnam. We're still together, and we're going to be together till we get out of this place. Like you said, we're from Texas, and they can't outdo us. They really believe that over here. We got a bluff out on the biggest part of these old boys. I mean, we have a lot of fun out of them. We they all know that we feed a lot of bull, being we're from Texas, but we have a lot of fun out of them. But I'm thankful to the good Lord above that I got a buddy like him standing beside me all the way through this. And I know that he'll be beside me all the way through. Me and him gonna be on that Freedom Bird, that TWA, on the way home about 9 months, 24 days from now. And we count the days every day. We gonna fly into Love Field over there somewhere. Come on to the house. I guess he'll be getting married when we get back. Like I said, he's a mighty fine person. I don't know what I'd do without him. I get down to the dump sometime, and I go talk to him. He get down to the dumps, and he come talk to me. And we might slap each other's jaws or something, but we get along pretty good. And we don't really slap each other's jaws. I just cutting up about that, but we always talk. Talk about things at home. You know, me and him went to school together. I mean, really, that's hard to believe. Go all the way through school together and then all the way through the Army together. Boy, you know, the Lord, he placed a couple of boys together. He means for them to stay together, and me and that old boy stuck together. Tommy, well, he's still with us, but, well, I can't say much for Tommy. I mean, Tommy's single, I understand that. And he's a pretty heavy drinker, you know what I mean. And me and Tommy don't have near as much to do with each other as we used to have. He gets pretty mad at me sometimes because I won't go on with his little games like he used to before I got married, but I got something to come home for now, and I can't be playing his games anymore. I know that. He ought to know it. He's 28 years old. It's about time he realized it. But like I said, as long as I got a buddy like old Larry to stand up by me. Larry don't drink. And I drink very little now. I mean, I guess y'all find that hard to believe, but really, I drink very little. And me and old Larry, we try to make a joke out of this over here as much as we can, but it's pretty hard to do, if you know what I mean. But we'll just buckle down to it, and we'll be on back to the house before you know it. Just, like I said, we'll catch that Freedom Bird and fly right on back. Well, I don't know what I'm going to talk about now. I've about run out of words. It's 9:30 now. I'll be hitting old Sack in a minute. Got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. Take the old boys out to clear the road again for the others. Larry's going with me. Larry's machine gunner out there. We mount his old machine gun. It's kind of funny, really. We mount his old machine gun up on top of my dump every morning before we leave out. I mean, it's funny to talk about, but in another way, it's not too funny. But we mount that thing up on top. And we ain't messing with nobody. I mean, if we see a bush move or something, they might as well hang it up, Jack, because we're going to let them have it. We can't be messing with them. The other morning, they shook us up pretty bad. But like I said, we dropped a couple rounds out there and got a kick out of it in a way and scared to death in another way. But that don't scare us too bad because we know we're just as big and as good as they are. That's the only way you can look at it over here. They're little bitty people. They're sneaky. They stink. We hate them, but we know we're just as good as they are. Anything they can do, we know we can do a little bit better. So no sweat. Just don't worry about the small stuff. Because me and old Larry, we get with them if they want us to. I mean, we ain't got no choice but to do it, so we might as well make the best of it. Naturally, I don't never want to know that one of us really had anything to do with it. When we get back home, we both want to forget. But while we're over here, all our thoughts drift back to home when we're going to get there, and we're going to put all our thoughts and all our trust in God to bring us back. That's all we can do now. Well, Mama, me and Larry just sit here talking, and like I said, I about run out of anything to say. We're going to go over here towards the tent. I'm going to let Tommy say a word or two to you. I thought you might like to hear him say something. And he'd probably enjoy saying a word or two to you. So I'll finish this tape when he gets through. I'll come back out here. So let me turn this off and go on out there. Me and Larry walk over where he's at. I'll talk to you again in a minute. I love you, Mama. Bye-bye. Mama, I just went on my way out to the tent. And I bumped in a couple more of my buddies. So I'm going to let them say a couple of words, because they'd probably enjoy saying a word or two back to the state, just saying anything, anybody else around here. We all like to say something back to the state. And when you get a, you know, when you send the tape back, say a word or two to them, because it'd probably just tickle them to death to hear you say hi to them. So here I'm, it's old Garrigus and Roquette. They good buddies of mine too. So I'm gonna let both them say a word or two. Here they are now. Okay, here they
are. All right, you can check this kid. What, I gotta do push it on?
No, just start talking. It's recording now.
Yeah.
That's my mama, boy. She's a wonderful person. She'd love
you. Hi, ma'am. This is Dinky, one of Gene's buddies. I've known him for quite a while now, and I know one thing. If I miss home half as much as he does, I miss it a whole lot. It's Jerry Roquette now. Hey.
Thorn, you want to say a word to my mama?
This is Jerry here. This is what Dink said. I feel the same way. Me and Gene have been buddies for quite a long time now, so I can't really think of nothing to say. I'll turn you over to Gene.
Here's another one of my buddies, and his name's Thorn. He's a pretty good old boy, too. I'll let him say a word or two.
Hello, Miss Day. This is Spencer Thorn. I've been knowing Gene ever since we've been in the 34th together. He's a pretty good boy. Pretty good truck driver, too, if you get him right at it. Well, it's pretty lonely over here. Not much going on right now. Sitting around fighting mosquitoes. I don't really have much to say, but I wish I was back in the States. Here's Gene.
Well, Mom, I'm headed on out towards the tent now. And I'm going to let Tommy say a word or two. We're all getting a big kick out of this tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm driving tomorrow. I'll be by y'all all the way.
And we head on back out the tent now. Like I said, we all get in the tent. I'm getting a big kick out of this tonight. I don't know, it's kind of a game, so I just walked in the tent. Tommy and Johnny's sitting here. So I'm gonna let him say a word or two. Then I'll let Johnny say a word or two. And then I'll go on back outside and finish this old tape. Okay, here's Tommy.
Hello, Mama. How you doing at home? Everybody over here is A-OK, I guess. Me and Johnny are sitting here telling a bunch of lies to each other. And Gene's been sitting out there making a tape to you. If you talk to Mom and Dad or any of them, tell them we said howdy. And we hope we get back home soon. I'll let Johnny say a word or two now.
Well, I don't know what to say, really, to tell you the truth. I never have met you, but I want to tell you, you better write something over here to Gene. Straighten him out. He gets mad sometimes. He can't see because he don't get no letters. So you write this ugly rascal every day, every time you get a chance. And
He gets upset sometimes because he don't get no letters. He almost goes out of his mind what little he's got. You know, when God said brains, he thought he said reins, and he run. So, you know how he is. He's sort of narrow-minded like the rest of us. Of course, we're all narrow-minded over here, but you're right, though, boy, every chance you get. He's pretty lonely. And I hate that to keep talking this good stuff to him. I know I get old to him, and I can't be a companion to him like you and his old lady can. And I'm going to close it off now and let him go outside and finish it. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Well, Mom, here's one more of my buddies. His name is Kevin Keene. He ain't nothing but an old Yankee. He's from up Chicago way. But I'll let him say a word or two, and I'll go on outside and finish what little bit of this tape's left. So here he is.
Hi. Well, I've been with Gene, Tommy, and Larry a long time now, all the way through basic, and I'm watching over them all. Kind of.
Today you watch over a Texan.
Amen.
Anytime a Yankee
well,
takes care of a Texan, he's doing a damn good job.
Now here we go with that Yankee and Rebels. Never mind, I'll skip that.
Mom, don't just living in the you. We take care of him.
Oh, yeah, sure do. Well, I'll sign off now and let Gene go out, finish up the tape. I'm just repeating what Horn said. We'll see you now. Well, I'll go outside and finish it now. I got a good kick out. Wait, I got one more buddy in here. I won't say something. It's Bob Klein. He's from way up in, where are you from, Bob?
Michigan.
This is another Yankee. So I'll let him say something. This is just how we live over here, Mom. We all have a good time. We have to do something to kind of pass the time away. You know what I mean? So I'm going to let Bob say hi, and then I'll go outside and finish it.
Hello, Mrs. Day. You sure got a fine son here. And I tell you, he's one of the best truck drivers we got in this whole outfit. He's a hard worker. He's been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning just to drive his truck around here.
Mom, I didn't let Bob finish the last part of his tape because it's just about to run out. But I'm back out here tonight, and I want to come out here by myself and say goodnight to all of you. I've enjoyed making this tape. We all got a big kick out of it. I hope y'all all understand. Really, we did. I mean, it's something that we have to do to kind of pass time away. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to close off now. The tape's just about to run out. And I love all of you. And Mom, get a tape recorder. Send me a tape. I'd love to hear from y'all. And all the rest of the boys would, too. When you send a tape, say hi to them, because it'd tickle them to death. So I'm going to sign off for now. God bless all of you. I love you all. And you're in my prayers every night. I'm going to be all right. Don't worry about me. I'll be home soon. It ain't long till I'll be on that Freedom Bird flying back home. So for tonight, Mom, good night. Good night, brother and sis. Good night.